This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio about to begin from the perspective of the folks that are on with the DJV program. That is me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. We add our weekly overview to thoughts that others have had on the information coming from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th, stories, people, there are 10 on each list. And we'll try with the time that we have to go through as much of it. I guess that number 10, I'm taking a deep breath here because I don't know how much time to spend on Kanye West. But that's number 10, his disorder and what people are saying about it, what he has brought about on his own in terms of attention being paid to him, getting a divorce apparently from his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. He said he's been trying to get divorced.
Yeah,
but the rumor
he has been or she has been.
He said in one of his tweets that he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years, but I don't think that that's true since just, you know, a couple weeks ago they were together and he was posting pictures of the family, so I don't know.
What does that mean he's been trying to? If you
exactly.
want to get divorced, you go to a
right.
lawyer and
exactly.
you get a divorce. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
Although there was some report, I think it was Us Weekly or one of the gossipy magazines that said that they've been having some marital problems for a while and that she's been staying in it because of the kids. They have four kids together.
Hmm.
So,
but isn't it, the reality is, isn't it a shame that this sort of thing gets so out of control that it ruins the relationship that arguably ought to be the most important in your life?
Well, if he refuses treatment, then what else can they do?
Well, he brings it on himself. That's the point I'm making. You have choices to make when it comes to things like this. And if you choose not to do anything about it for whatever the reason, then you suffer the consequences as much as anything else. Is it the most important thing of the week? No, but it is at number 10 on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these lists published every week at talkers.com. Number 9... the social media conspiracy theories that are floating around. I don't know that this is new. I would have thought that conspiracy theories would be in the top 10 almost every week, right?
Always. I haven't heard. What are the latest
ones?
I don't know.
Well, I
haven't heard
look
any
at
of them
the
recently.
Chinese and what they're doing to their own people. And there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't think those are conspiracy theories. Those are just facts.
Well,
I don't know.
The Chinese would have you believe that they are. Well, this is
sure,
already going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Major League Baseball. Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Sports in general. Sports talk radio sort of getting a bit of a revival because there's finally something that I don't use that word lightly, Victoria, as you know. But finally, there are some Major League Baseball games, a lot of activity actually this week. Football. Rehearsals, is that right? No, practice.
Oh, boy.
Exhibition.
Rehearsal is for wrestling. Practice is for football.
No, it's not. Rehearsal's for a play.
Yeah. Well, and wrestling's not a play? Please.
No, it's a real sport. Leave it alone.
Ah, right, of course. This thing. How did I miss that? And so there's that. I don't know. Is there anything to add to that, ladies? You feel like throwing something?
Well, I think the big story was about what Major League Baseball was going to do to handle the Black Lives Matter pressure and whether or not they were going to do something. And they did. The teams all did a tribute to Black Lives Matter before. But he was really watching to see who would take a knee during the national anthem. And both the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Nationals all stood for the national anthem. The Giants, who have been at the center of this, many of them, I think about five of them, including their manager, knelt down before the opening day festivities. And then I was just disappointed to see Mookie Betts, who's a brand-new Dodger from Boston. They stole him away from the Red Sox. Your Red Sox, he took a knee during the national anthem.
What? So what? I say so what. So what does that get you? People get that folks are upset about what's going on. But at this point, does the knee make a difference? Does taking the taking a knee make a difference?
Here's what bothers me, and he has the right to do it. It's not that I, you know, believe me, I believe people have the right to protest, but I also have the right to respond, right, if I think that it's bad. And so, and I do. I think a lot of people have died for this country of all colors, and I think kneeling down is just, it's not respectful, especially when you just had a 10-minute tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement before that, when everybody did take a knee and stood in solidarity with the movement. So, I don't know. I think what bothers me is that someone, let's just take the Mookie Betts example, because I'm a Dodger fan, and he was the only Dodger to kneel. He just signed a $365 million deal for 12 years. And so he is someone who has benefited from the way this country is set up. And so I think a far better and more meaningful protest would be one where he would donate some of his salary, or he would do something that would actually directly impact his communities instead of taking a knee in front of
See, that's kind of what
do
I was
we know that
at.
He hasn't done that? So many people actually don't do it for publicity. They do anonymously donate to things. We don't know.
You know what? I hope that he does.
I have no horse in this race. Mm-hmm. But
if you really want to make that, if you really want to be meaning, if you really want meaningful change in a community, and you're in a position of the power that he is in, he just signed a deal. That was one of the big sports stories this week. 12 years and $365 million. Well, then there you go. You have a vehicle for it now. And I don't know. It just, that to me, there should be places where we don't have to feel divided. Other than our teams,
let me get this straight: $30 million a year in this case
over.
To play 60
mm-hmm.
games.
Well, that's next year
$500,000 a game.
Not bad work, huh?
It's nice work if you can get it. At number 7 on the countdown list, our relationship with China, which is crumbling. The cybersecurity issues of the week: the Chinese hackers who have been charged with theft of trade secrets, also looking for other things, Victoria. It looks like there's an 11-count indictment against, why only two? There must be hundreds of these people, if not thousands of them.
Yeah, but
maybe they aren't in our country, but
well, they're everywhere. But the two that they were able to fit, look, it's no small feat to identify two of these hackers. So this is, they've been following them for 10 years. And so this is nothing it's not easy to do. So the fact that they were able to find them, they know where they are, and to release their names and their ages, I think that's pretty huge. It's a drop in the bucket, but still, it's a start.
So where do we go with all of this? Where should we be going as American citizens? What we think about, you know, people actually are teasing me. Some people make fun of me. I talked on the air about my buying a new refrigerator, making sure it wasn't from China, things like that. People say, oh, why do you bother? After all of this, you're going to ask me, why would I bother? That's so, to me, it's un-American to look at what the Chinese government has done, not only to our country, but we brought it on ourselves by falling into the trap of wanting to get cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything's got to be cheap. So let's go make it in China, and then, you know, we'll make more money, yada, yada. Okay, so that's great. But at the end of the day, we're getting it in the shorts. And so it was pretty much the rest of the world. So at what point do you sign out of this? Do you leave this deal? And as I've said 100 times, if I said it once in the past 3 or 4 months, the crickets are very busy in Washington when it comes to looking at members of Congress or the Senate at providing respite for American companies that need to be incentivized to come back here. Nothing. No, there's nothing being done that I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, to get at the Chinese government, to put them in the place, maybe Trump throwing the Chinese out of the Houston consulate and maybe out of the San Francisco consulate, and now the Chinese are going to do nah, we're going to throw you out of one of our consulates. So this is maybe the beginning of the Cold War with China. Who knows? But to let these people get away with what they've been getting away with, or to contribute or actually make it happen, which is what we've done, nobody seems to be waking up to this.
Funny. I don't know if it's possible to have a Cold War with China. We can't just close our eyes and pretend they don't exist anymore. We've become so dependent on them.
Close our eyes.
Can you imagine?
Are we going to stay dependent on them? Are we going to stay?
A Cold War would involve us just kind of ignoring them. We'll stay in our lane. You stay in your lane. But you know what? That's not possible with this government.
It's not
possible at all. And by the way, President Xi doesn't want it to be possible. He's made it very clear that he wants China to be the ultimate supreme and superpower on the planet. Yeah. And so,
but we're at the point now where, like, if like Jen's right, if we can't just say, okay, we're just going to ignore China, because if you do a mental visual exercise and you go to any of your favorite stores, go to Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go, Bed Bath and Beyond. Take away every single product off those shelves that's made in China, you're going to have empty stores.
Well,
so we have got to... This is a 40, 50-year supply chain that's been happening. This cannot be reversed overnight. This is something we have got to...
But we
at
least make an effort at it, Victoria.
We have to make an effort. And in some sectors, we are. In the tech sector, I think that they really are making that, you know, the first chipset...
Well, because the damn Chinese are listening to everything that we do. The potential those Chinese...
If you buy a Vizio, forget the phones, buy a Vizio TV. It's the number one most popular brand in America. It's the Costco brand. And they have actually proven that the Chinese government that those TVs are spying on you. They can listen to you in your own home. So if you have a Vizio, you know, you might want to leave it unplugged unless you're watching it.
Yeah, you might want to throw it out. All right, so we are considering the top stories of the week in our overview, the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
With today's Lifestyle Minute, Jeff Kerr is here from PETA talking about safety concerns around COVID-19 and how ag gag laws are detrimental to worker and animal safety.
Ag gag laws have been pushed by the slaughterhouse and factory farm industries for several years to try to prevent the exposure of animal abuse and the horrible, filthy conditions in their facilities. Of course, in the time of COVID-19, it's more important now than ever that the public be able to see for themselves the crowding and the filthy conditions that can lead to these disease outbreaks. Remember that COVID-19 started in a wet market in China. It's not the first time viruses have been traced back to live animals. Being a slaughterhouse worker is the most dangerous job in America, and these ag gag laws would also prevent unions and workers from exposing horrific, unsafe working conditions as well. So this is an issue that crosses the spectrum.
For more information, go to PETA.org.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Continuing on now with our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the companion hour to the actual talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The three of us are members of the DJV show, a gang of broadcasters that is heard around the country every weekday. The charts for the week published at talkers.com. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research, listen to a lot of talk radio programs, talk with a lot of hosts and management folks to come up with a list. At number six, the presidential race and what's gone on here this past week. The announcement that the convention for the Republicans basically won't be as big time as many thought. The Democrats doing pretty much the same thing, right? I noticed some swipes this week. Both sides, Biden taking a swipe at Trump, Trump taking a swipe. What I thought most interesting is what Mitt Romney said this week about the race. A lot of the, and Lynn Cheney, who are the other big Republicans that are off the Trump bandwagon, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember.
Lynn Cheney's not off. The controversy with Lynn Cheney is that she's not off the Trump bandwagon. She's like the number three of Republicans in the House, right behind Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. It's that some of the Republicans, like Matt Gaetz and others, feel that she is not actually fully set behind the Trump agenda, and so they've been calling her out. She hasn't outwardly said that she's, you know, getting off the bandwagon, she's not going to vote for him. They just don't think she's being active enough.
But Mitt Romney has said he's not going to vote for him.
Oh yeah, Mitt Romney is off the bandwagon, 100%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Although I don't know that he's actually endorsed Joe Biden and said he's going to vote for him. He just always is a critic of Trump.
Right. But remember when Trump was elected and he had that long meeting with Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was very critical of him during the election 2016. And then they got together at Trump's golf course for a meeting.
And Trump was going to make him Secretary of State, remember?
Yeah.
They were taught. And then all of a sudden Mitt Romney was talking about how great Trump was. And then when Trump went with someone else, when he went with Rex Tillerson, then it all started up again. So.
All right. There you go. It's called self-interest, I think, Jennifer. Much as anything else. All right, so then perhaps the important part of this is the continuing focus on who will be Joe Biden's running mate and speculation on Kamala Harris or whoever else it might be. I'm thinking and hoping it'll be a surprise and a good one, frankly, because from my perspective, Kamala Harris is a nightmare. It would be the same as picking Who the people responsible for the platform? Interesting that Elizabeth Warren apparently has had a lot of influence with Joe Biden on the platform.
He signed this treaty thing that they're calling it with Bernie Sanders. He's got AOC who's working on his energy plans, and Elizabeth Warren has been a policy advisor. And so I think had he not kind of painted himself into a corner where he's going to need to pick a woman of color, I think Elizabeth Warren would have been his pick. But now she would bring a lot of energy probably to his ticket, because there's a lot of people who
are
going to vote. Yeah, who are going to vote for her that would have not voted for Joe Biden. So
yeah, it's true.
Now,
a lot of women.
I think that, he's done it. I think where we are right now, where the party is right now, he isn't committed to a woman of color. He's committed to a woman. But I would say if the times were not what they were, Elizabeth Warren would be a shoo-in. Now it probably looks more like someone like Kamala Harris.
Elizabeth Warren.
I don't think she would have been a shoo-in. I know a lot of people say that.
He doesn't need somebody from Massachusetts.
Right. And she didn't even win her own state. So I just don't know.
She won't. If she ran for Senate today, she wouldn't win.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not popular in the state at all. People dislike her immensely.
But I think if you look at the pool of people that Joe Biden could have picked that did bring something, it would have been Amy Klobuchar or it would have been Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar has already taken herself out because she wants a woman of color, and really she just wanted to give it to Elizabeth Warren. Because by withdrawing herself and saying Biden should pick someone of color, then she
Amy Klobuchar was a non-starter once her record came out. That was with prosecution. She was a non-starter.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China retaliating against the U.S. now for shutting down its consulate in Houston. The Chinese government announced it's forcing the U.S. consulate in Chengdu to close its doors. The Trump administration closed the Houston facility because it says China's been using it to spy on the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has declared U.S. engagement with China a dismal failure, saying America's good and noble intentions need to be abandoned.
We opened our arms to Chinese citizens only to see the Chinese Communist Party exploit our free and open society.
As a potential Hurricane Gonzalo lurks in the Caribbean, a new tropical storm is brewing just off the southeast U.S. coast. Hanna formed hours ago in the Gulf of Mexico and is threatening Texas. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for much of the Texas coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All of the players for the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees took a knee before the playing of the national anthem last evening ahead of the first MLB game of the regular season. After the players were introduced, a video played of actor Morgan Freeman reading a speech written by Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Andrew McCutchen and his wife Maria. None of the players knelt during the anthem itself. The Food and Drug Administration is expanding its recall of hand sanitizers to now include at least 75 brands. The FDA says there's been a big increase in hand sanitizers labeled to contain ethyl alcohol or ethanol, and they actually contain methanol, also known as wood alcohol. The problem is methanol that's absorbed through the skin can cause blindness, and it can kill if it's swallowed. One of the brands included in the recall, Bloomin' Clear Advanced, has already been recalled by Walmart, Costco, and BJ's Wholesale Club. And let the countdown begin for the release of KFC Crocs. They go on sale next Tuesday, $60 a pair. Fans will not only look like they're wearing a striped bucket of chicken on their feet, but the shoes also come with two removable drumsticks. You can't make this stuff up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with colleague Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program here to go through the charts. We've done half, and that would be appropriate because we're halfway through the hour. So number five is a focus on the protests and the agents that debate about what went on in Portland as it connects to Black Lives Matter. So is there anything that has changed during the course of the week since all this began, ladies?
Well, I think everything's been developing. Certainly in Portland, the mayor got tear gassed by agents for being out on the street with really people who were out there riding. The riders turned on him. They were trying to beat him up. He had a pretty bad week, I think, and they've actually classified now what's going on in Portland as official riots in Chicago.
Let me ask you this question about whether or not the people, the federal police or whatever they are in Oregon's largest city, have avoided scrutiny. Is this supposed to be going on? That's the debate, it seems to me, whether this sort of thing should be happening in any American city.
I don't know what you mean, I guess. How is it,
under what rule or law or allowable circumstance, do we send, we're supposedly not supposed to have military presence in our cities, can't use the military. So what, then is this just a change in uniform as far as I'm concerned? This is the military in our country going into an area, whether you think they're out of control or they aren't out of control. This is a local,
federal,
if you believe in home rule,
agents.
What are they doing there?
Why are they there?
Yeah.
They're protected. Well, a couple of things. First,
did somebody
of all,
call
right
and say,
to,
please
they
send?
They have the right to be there because of the Insurrection Act, number one. Number two, the federal government has the right to defend federal property. And what these guys are doing, standing inside in front of a federal courthouse, protecting a federal piece of property. And that's because these people who are there and rioting are trying to knock down that building and take it over. So do I think the federal government has a right to be there? Yes. Do I think that the reason the people that are out there on the streets right now are there because of a failure of leadership in their cities? Yes. I think those things are all true. And yes, I do believe that the federal government has a right to protect.
I think you're onto something. Yeah, I think we have a failure of leadership across the board. Whether it's locally, I can cite my community as an example of horrible, horrible leadership. Across many of the states, same thing. The people who get elected to office have no business being there. They're not managers, they're politicians. And you go on the federal level, pretty much the same thing. These people that are politicians try to get involved in management. They don't understand how the system works. And in this, there's so much gray area here. I understand what you're saying about protecting federal buildings and federal property. I get it and would agree with that. Those properties need to be protected. But it seems to me, as in too frequently the case, that they go too far. They push too hard, and then they create a situation that's worse than what there was to begin with. There's a modicum of moderation that's required, it seems to me, here, and it's not being exercised well. Is the mayor of Portland a doofus? Absolutely. I don't know much about the governor of Oregon, but I'm not impressed with the governor of Portland, I mean with the mayor of Portland at all. And that's the thing. Look at California. There's idiots that run California. The mayor is worse than a dunderhead. And, I mean, you go across the country and you see how whatever is going on with us, the weakening of leadership, the weakening of the power structure, the organization, if you will, because these people, again, I call in my own community of Framingham, Massachusetts, this woman doesn't know anything about running an administrative office, which is what the mayor is supposed to do. Nothing. And that has been replicated across the country, here, there, and everywhere. So, it's no surprise that we have these frustrations because we don't have the police. That's one of the reasons that there is a move to, even though it's kind of ignorant, to want to quote-unquote defund the police, reorganizing is the word, and prioritizing the various jobs that they have or what they shouldn't be doing, those sorts of things. But as usual, the news media gets a hold of stuff, and people who are ignoramus says, I got to defund the police. What are you, nuts? You defund the police, where then is the protection for people who need it? When you need to call the police because somebody's breaking into your home, we're going to defund the police. So the guy's going to come in and break into your home and steal everything there and shoot you. And there's no police around. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. The ignorance that has come from the lack of proper education teaching people how to think, not what to think. I mean, it all plays in. I'm on a toot now, and I'm going to get off. But I'm just sick of it, frankly. I'm just sick of us spending so much money and time and falling prey to these people. But it's our own fault. You know, we allow ourselves to be schnookered by some campaign slogan or something like that. It's just, it's not healthy, I don't think. Comments, ladies?
I think, I don't know. I think you know where I stand on all of this, so maybe Victoria or,
No, I think the audience may not know
where you stand. Remember, we have a different audience.
I think I just said I solidly stand in the position that the federal government should defend federal buildings, and I believe in federalism. But these local governments are so inept, and they allow people to get out of control. They allow movements that should be peaceful and organic to go absolutely haywire. Officers are now, there are three police officers, or three federal agents now, who have been blinded by protesters this week. That are going to be permanently without sight. It's just unbelievable. This is
okay,
not
but
peaceful.
How many people?
It is violent.
Right, but there are a lot of peaceful protesters, and it's been caught on film, who have been shoved into the back of an unmarked car, and they weren't doing anything wrong. And how about that guy, Doug? You were talking about him earlier on this week on the DJV show. The guy who was, I think he was a World War II veteran. He was there observing it and ended up getting punched and kicked or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is happening on both sides.
A lot of journalists
have
been
realistic.
The question that I have is, if you are a person who is who's watching all of this, if you're in this area where people are throwing frozen water bottles at the heads of police, go home, because the truth is you're going to get hurt. It's unfortunate that we have to say this, but I wouldn't be out there. I don't think any of us would be out there watching this because it's a bad scene. So go home, because people are getting hurt. You're right, Victoria. People are getting caught up in this.
Well, it's a pretty black, much of a black eye here. It's not a kind of a bleak day in America when this stuff is going on, but we need change. And people, we've gone way beyond the point of having acceptable government and the machine politics that has been around off and on. Go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. You can go back further than that to some of the really weak, horrible leadership we've had as we lean too much on politics and not enough on experience and acumen to lead. Number four this week, the economy. A stimulus package, is everybody going to get another $1,200 check? I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants, isn't it?
Yep. That's what you're going to get, and that's all you're going to get, because they're not going to take away the payroll tax anymore, because no one would agree to it, including Republicans. Democrats, they weren't going to agree to it. I think it's so silly. People are being so short-sighted. They're going to get their $1,200 check, and then they're going to be paying their taxes for the rest of the year. Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Steve Mnuchin said that it would take a lot longer to enact a tax change, so that in the immediate, I understand why Mitch McConnell, and I never agree with Mitch McConnell, but I understand why I think in the future that's something that a payroll tax should be definitely looked at. But I think he meant right now, in order to get money in people's hands by next week or by 2 weeks in August, it's not going to happen through a payroll tax.
What does $1,200 do for
just
me?
Just another spineless
not much.
The Republicans are so disgusting right now. I mean, seriously, you never hear me say this. I am a Republican, but they are afraid of poll numbers, so their
everybody's
spines
fear.
Are melting.
Yeah, right.
It's the stupidest thing. Instead of fighting for what's right and what makes sense, they're just becoming sludge and falling into the swamp again.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll pause for a moment. Back with a focus on COVID. The top three items are all about health, your health and well-being, and what's going on in society. Up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. The charts are published every week in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So all of the top three have to do with developments around the COVID deal, Wuhan deal, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, the statistics, what's where the hot spots are, et cetera, et cetera. Opening of school, which for me is the hot button, that and the vaccine and all the attention being given to the drug companies for something that is going to be more psychological than physical. But the school thing is we have let ourselves go down a road that I hope there's going to be an end to it. But, you know, everybody is so afraid. So what do? The schools at least are going to open, it looks like, on a limited basis.
That's where you are. It depends on where, because every state is different. I have a friend who's a teacher in Cincinnati, Ohio, and another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, and they're on very different schedules for the fall.
Our schools aren't opening. The governor even said private schools couldn't open.
So what do those kids do?
Off the watch list.
If
we're talking about low-income and disadvantaged groups, then this is not helping them at all.
Out to lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let school buses run because they're afraid of putting kids in school buses because of the COVID, especially younger kids who dance and jump around the seats. And, you know, they're not going to pay attention if they're in the fifth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade to wearing masks. They'll do that because their mother tells them to till they get on the bus. Then they'll take them off and run around in the bus. So in my community, they just said, we're not running buses. Want your kids to go to school? Get them there yourself or have them walk.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take aggressive action against the virus. A lot of cities like Miami for sure. Wow, what a mess that is down there. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, ladies.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The recognizable sound of the theme from the experts at OurAutoExpert.com. Let's see, there's Nick Miles, his wife Savannah, his dog, his children all are in this too. How old were you when you learned how to drive?
About 13, I kept taking my dad's Datsun 120Y and driving it up and down the driveway, and I'd occasionally flood it, and he'd have to come and start it again to me. We had a long driveway. We lived on a big farm-type property, so, that was an experience.
Now, do people know, when you talk about Datsun today, that was the forerunner of Nissan, do you think most people even know that, or do they even care?
I think it's age-dependent. You know, you can actually probably put a line in whether you're too old to understand or too young to understand, you know.
Why did they change the name? I never quite understood that.
I think Nissan was the national name. It's the name used in China. Datsun was the sort of foreign market brand, and they realized that they were just duplicating a lot of their energy. So they went with the same. Although they have brought Datsun back in India. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of a cheaper Nissan now that they do. That they sort of decided, well, why are we doing two names and two logos and two badges? Too much work. Stop it.
All right, here's a downfall. Maserati is going to have an electric car. Who wants to buy an electric Maserati? I bet there aren't three people in the world that want an electric Maserati.
So, there's probably three people that want to buy a Maserati, Doug.
I've always kind of been intrigued by the Maserati. I don't know why. I think it's quite an interesting car. Is it not a well-built car? I don't know enough about the looks and the sound of them. But I don't know if they will.
I think they're really good cars. And to be honest with you, there's a few things that people don't know about Maseratis. First of all, they take that Ferrari V12 engine and they knock four cylinders off. And it's the only car company apart from Ferrari that has Ferrari-built engines inside the vehicle. Yeah. So that's kind of cool about it. the thing with it is Maserati, it's just not a well-marketed brand, and they have one SUV, whereas every other luxury car maker has three or four SUVs in their lineup. So they're a little behind, but the interiors are beautiful. They're designed in Italy. They're designed in Milan. It's the same place that the Milan Furniture Show takes place every year, so you know it's beautiful on the inside. And they're great performers because they have that Ferrari under the hood. It's just that they're not a big brand.
Is that just, is it self-standing? They're owned by a company that doesn't make anything else but Maseratis?
Yeah, it's an interesting, well, Maserati's part of the Fiat Chrysler group, but they're sort of one of these arms that sits out a little bit like Ferrari does. So Ferrari's technically still part of the group, even though it went through an IPO. But ultimately, they're sort of standalone. They have, if you go to the Chrysler headquarters in Detroit, which I've been to multiple times, they have their own little building off to the corner. They're sanctioned off to the corner because, you know, the Italians are, they don't want to mix with anybody else. But ultimately, you know, they're part of a bigger network and they share some of the components of those sort of things. They just have really never got the foothold like Porsche have or Ferrari have. They've always been sort of somewhere in the gray lands.
Right. Speaking of Chrysler, or as you call them, Chrysler, there's a little trouble brewing in Europe because they're doing illegal stuff.
Well, there's always been said to be more companies involved in diesel cheating apart from VW. There was always sort of accusations flying that Mercedes were involved in it somehow and that Fiat Chrysler were involved in it somehow. Well, it's got a little closer to the truth for Fiat Chrysler. They got a visit from some investigators from the German government who wanted to go through some of their documentation, and they visited their offices, and they're now investigating fraud for illegal emissions cheating devices. So this could be potentially as big as the VW scandal, although at this point it's still just an investigation.
But you know and I know that the rules that were established were never achievable, and the governments knew that, so they just were inviting this cheating. That's the sort of hidden story behind the story here, that people, oh, that was cheating, no good. Well, they couldn't make a car, practically speaking, that would do with the government. They just said, okay, yeah, we'll do that, because they just kept pushing and pushing. The government just kept pushing and pushing and pushing to a point where it was impossible to make a car that met those standards, right?
Yeah, so you're familiar with the phrase, in it to win it, and of course these guys do anything they could to win it, and unfortunately that meant cheating. The second thing is, it is achievable, but have you ever driven a car that's, that has really great emissions? It's depressing.
Yes, it's not a Maserati, we can count on that, or a 500 horsepower Range Rover or something like that. That seems a little impractical, but yet that's what some people like to have fun in them. Speaking of fun, we're always having fun when Nick Miles is here. Check out his web.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.